Like I said, it is Palm Sunday. And if you don't know what Palm Sunday is, I had this rolling when you came in, but it's kind of a time in which Jesus came into Jerusalem. And it was a time of celebration. Now this video will keep going to other things, but then come back to it. But this was a happy festive time. And this was no fluke. This was predicted way back in the Old Testament, 400 years before. And what it said was in Zechariah, he's one of the minor prophets. It didn't mean that he was less of a prophet. It just meant his writing is smaller than some of the others. But it says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, on the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth." So this was something God had predicted and then did. That's what God does. He says, "I'm going to do this," and then he does it. And then oftentimes he tells us he did it because we're slow sometimes. And so he was expected to come. He was like the conquering king coming into Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. It's like we were to get a ticker tape parade into Washington, D.C. It would be quite a triumphant time and quite exciting. And now this was something that in that time they knew a lot about. There was a thing called a triumphal entry. And the Romans would frequently do that. And I won't go into a huge detail. This is an art picture of it. It looks a little chaotic, but what would happen is, and they had specifics for it, but that a general would win a war for Rome. They would let him, they would bring him into the city, and actually what they would do is start out a few miles out. And they'd have a whole parade of singers and dancers, musicians, and they'd be all cheering at the king, and then the people in the city would be lined up on the streets. And they would come in, and at the end of the parade was the vanquished kings, the rulers, and they would have incense and all kinds of perfume, and then at the end they would take the kings and behead them. So it wasn't a great time for everyone, so when they talked about a triumphal entry, they're thinking Zechariah just said that he's going to come in and he's going to bring peace to the nations, extend his rule from sea to sea. So they're going, Jesus is coming in, he's the Messiah, and he's going to overrun the Romans. And so they're all excited about it. Excuse me. Now, Paul talks about, he uses a lot of references. Some of them may not make a whole lot of sense unless you know the whole story about what happens in a triumphal entry. But it 2 Corinthians, Paul talks about this. He says, "But thanks be to God who always leads us in a triumphal procession in Christ." So he's using that same analogy. "And through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the ones where the smell of death," just like the kings, the vanquished kings were, "and the other to the fragrance of life." Sometimes when we live our lives as Christ, we really get accepted by some people, and other people just flat out reject us. We kind of smell to them, because the fragrance of life can also smell like the fragrance of death. And so when Jesus came into Jerusalem and all the people were, that's what the palms are for, they laid him down, and it was a big festive occasion, and he came in on the donkey and so forth. It was It was an exciting time. And we get sometimes think, oh, when Jesus came, everything went cool. Everything was good. He always won everything. He was God. He prayed for people, they were healed or delivered or whatever. If whatever he did worked. If he walked across the water, he stayed on top. If he walked through a storm or rode a boat through a storm, he just went quiet and it went. So we're thinking, he's always on top of it. Well, the week that's coming up kind of flies in the face of that, because people were horrified what happened. I want to show you a video. It's a little graphic. It's one of my favorite songs, too. I play a different form of it at Christmas time, but this is an Easter song as far as I'm concerned. And it has to do with Mary. Mary, Did You Know is the name of it. So.